I was reading the other day of one of the great works of English literature by Henry David Thoreau called Walden, or Life in the Woods. On page 19 of this particular book, he says these words, and I quote, "To anticipate not the sunrise and the dawn merely, but if possible, nature herself. How many mornings, summer and winter, before yet any neighbor was stirring about his business, have I been about mine? No doubt many of my townsmen have met me returning from this enterprise. Farmers starting for Boston in the twilight, or woodchoppers going to their work. It is true, I never assisted the sun materially in his rising, but doubt not, it was of the last importance only to be present at it. So many autumn, ay, and winter days spent outside the town, trying to hear what was in the wind, to hear and to carry it express." As I read this statement, I am reminded of the Bible and its emphasis upon nature and its love for nature. One cannot read the book of Job without seeing that the author of Job had a deep love for nature. One cannot read Psalm 104 without seeing the importance of nature and God's creative work. And as believers in Jesus Christ, we want to worship Jesus Christ, who is the creator of nature and all things, because of his excellence and because of his great creative power. It reminds me of Psalm 19 as I read these words. "The heavens declare the glory of God. Uma seyadab magid harakia, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Yom la yom yabia omer v'layla l'layla yehaveh da'at. Day by day pours forth speech, and night by night reveals knowledge. Ein omer ve'ein devarim b'li nishma kolam. There is no speech, and there are no words. Their voice is not heard, but b'chol ha'aret shasakavam uv'ksete vel milihim. Lashamish sam ohel bahim. Their line is gone forth in all the earth, and their words unto the end of the earth. He has set a tent. He has set in them. He has set a tent for the sun. Vahu kechatan yotse mechupato yasis kegibur larutz orach. Which as a bridegroom comes out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Mikseya shemayim motza o utekufato alketsutam ve'enistar mechamato. His going forth is from one end of heaven and his circuit unto their ends, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. As I read that, and as I read Thoreau, I thought about how often in our world today we don't take time to watch the sun or to look at the stars or to see God's great creation. In Psalm 104, for example, the psalmist sets forth some beautiful pictures of the creation of God when he talks about how he causes the grass to grow and waters the mountains. And he looks at the trees and the cedars of Lebanon. He notices the birds and the stork and the high mountains and how the wild goats dwell there. And as we read a great psalm like this, in our day and time, with all of our technology, we hardly take time to notice the theater of God, as Calvin called it, watching the great works of the Lord in nature, somehow we've lost today, and we need to get back to that. We need to see the power of the Lord and the greatness of His majesty seen in His great creative work. We don't worship nature, but we worship the God who created nature. And we are told in the New Testament, Panta di autu agenita, all things were made through Him, and that is Jesus Christ. And so as we look at nature, we then do not ignore the creation that Jesus Christ brought for us to see and to observe and to watch. May we spend our days allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to let us see the beauty of His creative work, both in nature and then in our own hearts through our faith in Him as personal Lord and Savior of our lives.